At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So our skin changes in subtle ways over the years, especially after having kids. Maybe your hair and your nails and your skin don't seem as strong as you'd like for them to be, but there are smart ways to support them as you maneuver through the seasons of life. Bubs Naturals Collagen Peptides offer a very powerful solution to help restore health to your skin and your nails, reverse the signs of aging, and support your body from within. So starting in your 20s, your body produces less collagen every year. And collagen is the protein that holds everything together. It's like, you know, the glue for the body. So with Bubs, you can restore collagen levels to what your body had before when you were in your 20s. And that means stronger joints, healthier hair and nails, smoother skin, and faster recovery, especially after workouts. Bubs Naturals offers the cleanest, most effective collagen peptides made from grass-fed, pasture raised cattle. And the powder is tasteless, it's odorless, and it dissolves instantly in your coffee, smoothie, juice, whatever you want to put it in. And it's third-party tested, NSF certified, Whole30 approved, and free of sugars or fillers. So for a limited time, get 20% off with code Dana at BubsNaturals.com. That's BubsNaturals.com. Support the show and tell them that Dana sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
I want to get into some of the woke left also. So I saw this from the New York Post. This was a couple of years ago. Apparently, Coca-Cola still has a major problem. They're apparently still practicing DEI hiring at their company. Now, they first got in trouble for this back in 21 when they had a training. I'm looking at their materials. Diversity training that urged people to, quote, be less white. Remember that? I don't even know how you... Do you show up in blackface? Like, what does that mean? You show up eating tacos? I don't know. I mean, technically, they're white. So, I don't understand. Like, what does that mean, Kane? Well, how do you be less white? Be less white over there. You're so white.
Only half white.
This is what they said. Apparently, the way that they described it is you're supposed to be less oppressive, whatever that means, less arrogant, ironic, less defensive, super ironic, less ignorant. Woo-hoo. I feel like the Vince McMahon meme where his eyes shoot lasers at the end of the panel. Be less ignorant, be more humble, listen, believe, what? Break with apathy, what? Break with white solidarity. There isn't white solidarity. Have you seen the right lately? There isn't any white solidarity. That's all nonsense. That's all driven by people who worship race. You see the godlessness of it, but do you also see the horseshoe theory where you have some people on the right that aren't really on the right, but they're just, they say that they're very far right, but they're actually on the left. And that's horseshoe theory. When you get so far over that you go right back to where you started. That's what it is. Why are they still doing this over there? Apparently, this is still a thing. They are still, there were whistleblowers sending stuff into different writers online saying that they're apparently still practicing this to a certain degree. How do you just be like, you're a soda company. Just make stupid soda and shut up. It's got to be less white. Got to be less white, Kane, whatever the hell that means. I don't even understand what less white is. What is less white?
From the company that creates cola.
Okay. I mean, it's not even the good like Mexican Coke either. It's just the stuff with the aspartame in it.
Clip that little bit. It's not good like the Mexican Coke.
Well, that they use real sugar in that, and I ain't gonna lie. It's way better. Kane is, where's the lie?
You're not lying.
No lies detected, sirs and ma'ams. None of it. Be less white. Be less stupid. Be less godless. Goodness.
So no Sprite?
I mean, Sprite's great if you're sick and you have the flu.
It's too white. It's got to be less white.
Otherwise, I only like carbonation if there's high fructose corn syrup with it. Otherwise, I don't like carbonation. Unless good. It's Prosecco or, yeah, like a cola. I don't want it. Carbonated water is evil because it like evaporates once it's in your mouth and you're like, did I take a drink? I don't know. That's what that's like. It's Kel-Tec. It's the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. Now, if you're familiar with the original KS7, I mean, they kept all of the stuff. You know, it's all of the things that you know with it. It's a, you know, smooth pump action, ultra lightweight, set just under 7 pounds unloaded, compact bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, 7+1 capacity. I mean, you know, honestly, the other shotguns, sorry, you just, it's just, I mean, when you have a KS7, it's just sweet. But the Gen 2, it's packed with a lot of upgrades. You got a 5-slot Picatinny style accessory rail underneath, so you can add your vertical grips, lights, keep it flush and sleek with a cap, however you want to do it. And it's a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling. Also has enhanced durability. MSRP, super affordable. I mean, technically it's Christmas shopping season, isn't it? I mean, it's November, so yeah, technically, yeah. So it's only $639. That's like super affordable for what you're getting. Made in the USA. Family-owned company, KeltecWeapons.com. It's the new KS7 Gen 2, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
I'm going to play this broad because it's coming, making the rounds. They're trying to make this female, I guess, like the dumb bimbo version of Joe Rogan for the left. I don't know. And I want to play this, and then I'm going to bring this full circle to Woke Reich. So this is some interior decorator lady who is on Bravo's Real Nags of whatever county. I don't know. I don't watch any of this stuff because I'd rather gouge my eyes out. If I wanted to go see overdramatic people, then I would look at members of my own family. Go ahead and play this one.
White people that triple Trumped,
yeah,
that have the nerve and the audacity to walk into a Mexican restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, an Indian restaurant, go to perhaps their gay hairdresser. I don't think you should be able to enjoy anything but Cracker Barrel. And if you want to triple Trump and you want to browbeat DEI and you want to browbeat gay people and you want to browbeat black people as you've been doing for 400 years, and you want to browbeat this generation of immigrants that come over here and open up businesses earnestly, pay their taxes, you want to demonize them and call them rapists and felons and all this when the felon is the teeny weeny mushroom piece of shit, Kankles McTaco at the top of the ticket.
So I wasn't going to get mean, but then I heard the full clip. Kane. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd here, Ringo. I wasn't going to be mean. I just find it very ironic that someone that has a face like a prolapsed anus is so upset over people who vote for Trump and where they eat. Like, how far do you want me to go from here, Kane? Choose your path.
So far, you can keep going.
Okay. I'm just saying, she seems to have a lot of time to think about this. She seems to have a lot of time to obsess about where Trump voters go to eat. You know, time that may have been taken up by a loving husband or children or community involvement. And without all of those things, it seems that she's left with a lot of time on her hands to embitter herself, harden her heart, immobilize her face, and do everything except be a good person. And I also hear a woman who, it seems like she just ripped off that Klan hood and went to town, because there are a lot of Hispanic voters that voted Republican and that voted for Trump. In fact, as I said in our first hour, it is one of the fastest growing demographics within the GOP. And for the past three elections, there's been a deluge of voters that have voted for Republicans, that have voted for Trump, specifically Trump. And they've joined the right-leaning coalition. And so I get that unfulfilled, lonely, aging progressive white women love to fantasize about being the white saviors of minorities all throughout the United States. It's a position that makes them feel better about their sad lives. And it also is kind of a reflection of their own bigotry, because they feel like their white saviorism is the only thing that's going to help minorities. And meanwhile, you know, you have Hispanic voters and Chinese voters and everybody else is like, well, we don't need that. We're doing quite fine by ourselves. It's that quiet bigotry of thinking that you can do it better for someone than they can do it for themselves. That's really, you know, just chef's kiss here. And I was thinking about this, you know, as I was overloaded with insulting remarks that I could say, and I could be really mean. I could make her cry if I wanted to, but I'm trying to be a nice person, really hard trying to be. And I was thinking about this and I thought, you know, if there's this big coalition that's been built on the right, it's a coalition that is even larger than what we saw with the Tea Party in the Tea Party days. And that was a very large coalition, even larger than what we saw in the 90s with the new conservative revolution under Gingrich, when Gingrich was at the House. And I thought, you know, if I were someone on the left, and this is becoming a real stronghold for the GOP, and I needed, if I was on the left, and I really wanted to redirect those voters back to the left, how would I accomplish that? And then, you know, it's interesting because then I started seeing like Nick Fuentes stuff pop up and the embrace. No one's talking about the platforming. That's a misdirection by people who know that if they were to actually debate this stuff on the merits, that they would lose. So they try to say it's about platforming. It's not even about platforming. It's about the absence of a pushback. There was no accountability. There were no hard questions, and I watched everything. There's no hard questions asked, so spare me that defense because those people didn't watch it as I did. I would think that constructing your own straw man of identity politics on the right and worshiping it is going to be one of the things that drives apart the coalition. That's a great way. You infiltrate, and then you start being an unapologetic disciple of Marxist identity politics. That is going to go, that's going to build, and that will go a long way in destroying this coalition. And I was thinking about that as I was looking at some of the data from the last election, particularly in Pennsylvania, some others. Now, I don't think any of this has built up enough to have an effect immediately on that in this last election. However, in Pennsylvania, Democrats are pushing back in the registration battle, and they're winning. They're winning. In terms of active party registrations, in terms of people who are registering, at first, Republicans were beating Democrats, and now Democrats are beating Republicans. And then, of course, Democrats just won a big old gerrymandering battle, which I'll mention here coming up. So my point is that I think you need to be very, very careful about some of the stuff that's out there. And think about this. There are a million different ways right now that they are trying to destroy the coalition. And a lot of people honestly sound like this lady. You gotta be careful where your information is coming from. Insanely, now more than ever. As we move, our partners that will bring you the program, it's the folks at All Family Pharmacy. If you want to know that your medications that you're taking, these are things that the inputs, everything you can trust, you need to order it from All Family Pharmacy because everything that they have is made in the USA. Furthermore, they have ivermectin, they have hydroxychloroquine, they have methylene blue, they have NAD+, they have mebendazole, they have your flu kits, your sinus infection kits, your Tamiflu, your antibiotics, antivirals, your daily medications, and you should stock up and be proactive, which beats being reactive every time. Prevention is cheaper, easier, and healthier. Don't wait until you or your family members are incredibly ill. And one of the things with All Family Pharmacy is that you go online, you fill out the form, you pick what you need. A doctor looks at your prescriptions and sends it out to your door in 2 to 4 days. Or you can get it overnighted if you need it in a pinch. Stock up today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and be sure to use code Dana10. Again, don't wait until flu season knocks at your door. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Code Dana10 for 10% off.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So we have a repeat offending bear. It broke into a Colorado home twice in one night in Boulder. twice early Wednesday morning, according to Denver 7. The bear was breaking into the car, somebody's car, weeks prior. And the situation grew when the bear broke into some woman's home right through the sliding glass doors about 1 a.m. They actually had to crawl out of a window and run to a car. And then police arrived and yelled at the bear, and the bear ran away. But it came back a couple of hours later and ransacked the kitchen. How is it still getting in? I'm curious, because it doesn't say they broke anything. I mean, how they're getting ready to hibernate, right? So that's probably just saying there's a little reason why there. Let's see. I don't blame them. The alien ship apparently is going to hide from humans when it closes in on Earth before Christmas. That's what everybody's saying about that giant space turd that went around the moon. The Harvard astrophysicist says that the 3i Atlas is going to hide from humans when it closes in on Earth. But we already saw it. He said 7 jets were released from it. I really want it to be I want it to be aliens.
I mean, I think it is.
Do you really think it is?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, how do you change you change your direction unnaturally, and it changes the brightness and the shape and everything else. It's, yeah.
I like the fact that there's still mystery in the universe. So, I don't know. I just think it needs to come and humble us all. But it apparently, yeah, it has a complex jet structure and a glowing halo. It passed by the sun. And it's the 3i Atlas. And so they said that, yeah, it has a large glowing halo. I mean, that's at least what they're saying. But this guy says, this astrophysicist says, that's probably alien life, and it's going to hide itself as it gets closer to Earth. But we already saw it. It's like a toddler playing hide and seek. We already see you. What is your theory?
We haven't seen any of the aliens. We've just seen the ship. I'm thinking he's talking more about the aliens hiding themselves.
Like they're going to be here? I would hide myself too. I wouldn't even want to come here.
Locking the doors.
That's what I've been saying forever. I've been saying this for 10 years. They lock their doors when they fly past. Wouldn't you? I mean, for crying out loud, we had a national like freak out over butter. Stick with us. We're talking about the housing stuff, you know, education, all of this. But I also think that people are being fed just a line of garbage about different alliances and foreign influence. And I don't see the same amount of concern for foreign influence when it details the ungodly amounts of Qatari money that are coming into the United States. And we know that they were paying influencers because there was some stuff that came out. And there were some influencers that were pretending to be on the right that it came out that they were paying influencers to promote certain talking points and to try to amplify things like the 22 World Cup and all of this stuff. There was a lot of that. They apparently, the Wall Street Journal had a major story about this, had a lot of research into it, where Qatar had targeted 250 influencers on the right to try to change policy. Now, we know that they also do that on the left, too. And this is something, you know, Soros pays a lot of people on the left, a lot of people on the left. The Tides Foundation, all of that. There was a lot with Antifa for this, too. But the issue with Qatar and the amount of money, it's called unconventional lobbying campaigns. They're trying to gain broader support in the U.S. There are billions of dollars flowing through this. There was one account that came out and it was being paid. It was one of those that received money from Qatar. And as it turned out, the person that was receiving the money was based in Pakistan, but pretending to be based in the United States. And it was like, they were calling themselves like MAGA Patriot or something. They had like 2 million followers. And the account was only a couple of years old. There's a whole network of this stuff. And I don't hear any of the people who are complaining about foreign influence mentioning this at all. And there's a reason why. My thought on all of this is that there is a major, major op that is happening to where the purpose is to divide the right and keep everybody focused on one thing so all this other stuff can happen. And I think this is something we're going to be talking about as the days go. But it's a very real thing. Like, for instance, you know, you're talking about, Islamist students that are at University of Illinois Chicago, where they're saying that America's cancer, Islam is the answer. I mean, speaking about this stuff on college campuses, right? A lot of people are being baited into only focusing on Israel so that you don't talk about any of this stuff. You don't talk about Epic City in Texas trying to change its name or the tricks that are reported on in terms of how they're able to be a predominantly Islamist community by saying that you have to, your HOA fee has to go to the mosque. A lot of people are kind of uncomfortable with that. That's what's being reported. A lot of questions exist about this, or how Texas is the number one state in the nation that's being targeted for Islamist development. And Islamist, as you know, is the politicized, highly radical Islam that we're seeing that's, you know, dominating Iran and is dominating, you know, Hezbollah and Hamas and all of this stuff. It's all Islamist. There's not a lot of questions being asked, not enough, because everybody's focusing on the paltry amount that AIPAC, which is an American thing with American donors, what they're spending to lobby. Because I know it's shocking, but lobbying groups will lobby. That's a fact of life. But I can't take any of these people seriously because they don't have a peep about Qatar. They don't have a damn thing about it. They're not talking about any of these developments in Texas. They're not talking about the billions upon billions. They're the number one donor to American universities. If you want to know why, there's this fast-growing sentiment just in the past decade on American colleges and universities where people are, you know, really just they're preaching this, you know, perceived virtue of Islamism while attacking the United States. There's a lot that explains this. And it's all by design. And I will say that on the left and the right, we're not the same. The left votes their freaks into office. On the right, people are trying to correct information and stop people from being influenced by the freaks. This is something, I don't like Bill Maher because Bill Maher repeated this predator's lie about me, this guy who apparently was trying to use my name to advance his career. Never even met this guy. I couldn't recognize him in a lineup. And I've been mad at Bill Maher for years because Bill Maher repeated verbatim a story that this guy tried pushing on me in Daily Mail that I was trying to do a reality TV show when I had an agent, for crying out loud, with like the biggest agency in the world. I don't know why I would go with some Z-lister guy that I've never met. I don't know. It was after Parkland. And he repeated that lie on air. So I've been mad at Bill Maher ever since. But he makes my point here, so I'll play it. This is cut 26.
It does seem like the entire Republican establishment lined up against this. I'm not sure you could say that about the Democratic establishment. I mean, Ted Cruz, you know, who we've had on this show, and I certainly have had my differences, but I'm glad to talk to everybody on this show. He was very good on this. He said, the danger I want to highlight tonight is anti-Semitism. In the last 6 months, I've seen it on the rise in a way I've never seen it before on the right. Here's the interesting thing I thought he said. He said about a decade ago, anti-Semitism began rising on the left and the Democratic Party did nothing. And the decade that followed, it has consumed the Democratic Party. I'm not so sure he's not right about that. I'm not so sure the Democratic politicians are more afraid to challenge their left, who think Hamas is terrific, than the Republicans are.
No, Ted Cruz is right. I agree 100% with Ted Cruz.
It's kind of interesting. That's Moskowitz who said, yeah, I agree with him. He's right on that. That's a very interesting thing. And that's how it's always been on the right. I remember the early days of the Tea Party when we would have people that would dress up in like Aryan Nation stuff, and they would have these insignias, and they would try to show up at rallies, and we had signs printed up saying not with us, etc., because the media was so eagerly reporting that, oh, look at these, you know, these notorious, you know, white supremacists that are showing up at these rallies. And we were able to kind of drive that out and stop the media from trying to discredit this grassroots movement with guilt by association. And we were practicing our free association. We didn't want to be harmed by that ideology. And now you're being told that you're establishment if you don't entertain it. It's not about platforming it. It's about embracing it. And don't sit here and tell me that you're asking hard questions when I watch the interview and you don't ask hard questions. And I feel like I've been really cool up until this point, especially with people that I've known that you guys don't know that I know behind the scenes and have talked to. And I'm really getting tired of the people who puff themselves up and they're like, if you have a difference, then call me first before going online. Well, guess what? We do call and you don't answer. And then you go to text message and you try to argue book length and text message about it and then decline to go on any space where you might be asked a hard question. So spare me the tough guy stuff. It's incredibly frustrating. Everybody has right of free association. And sure, ask questions about geopolitical moves that the United States does, but don't sit here and mock Bailey it and pretend that you're asking a question when in reality you're accusing people of dual loyalty and things of that nature, which that's a very different thing. And a lot of people, maybe they don't maybe they haven't lived long enough where they don't realize it. I don't know. But I don't want to see the right become what the left is. I don't want everything end up being somebody like, you know, Mamdani or Hassan Piker versus, you know, the Grapers or something like that. Good grief. But that's, everything's going to be going to a version of identity politics if we don't course correct. And while all of that is happening and while everybody's focused on that, guess what? You have Islamism spreading in the United States. And I do think it's very interesting that that Graper movement has no problem with Islamism. They like it, actually. I mean, who was it? Knowles or whatever. One of those guys that, I don't know what's happening over at Daily Wire, actually came out and said, you know, say what you will, but the hijab is actually very conservative, you know, modest clothing for women. I'm like, how, you know what? How are you a male American and you're saying something completely cucked like that? I don't know. We have an intellectual anemia with supposed thought leaders on the right.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
New York City voters elect an avowed socialist mayor and really vote themselves 4 or more years of misery. 2/3 of college students are positive or neutral towards socialism. Their professors must be so proud. And an unhinged local politician in Montana wishes cancer and death on a GOP senator over a vote. These people are not well. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch Podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.